denied American injustice in the age of the wealth cap. Now, turning to the banks or the bank that was prosecuted, Abacus Bank. Last May, it became the first bank to be indicted in Manhattan in over two decades. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. announced the indictment.
Today, we are announcing the indictment, or guilty pleas, of 19 individuals on charges including mortgage fraud, securities fraud, and conspiracy, as well as the indictment of Abacus Federal Savings Bank, a federally chartered bank that has been catering to the Chinese immigrant community since 1984. Now, these defendants, the bank and former employees and managers from its loan department, are charged with engaging in a systematic scheme to falsify and fabricate loan applications to the Federal National Mortgage Association, commonly known as Fannie Mae, so that borrowers who would otherwise not legally qualify for Fannie Mae's mortgages could obtain them unlawfully. This is a large-scale mortgage fraud case that we estimate to include hundreds of millions of dollars worth of falsified loan applications. If we have learned anything from the recent mortgage crisis, it's that at some point these schemes unravel and taxpayers can be left holding the bag. Financial institutions, in short, have to obey the law and follow the rules. Our financial system is predicated on this basic concept.